Good morning and welcome to the Community Council. I'm Dee Ferreira. I always love having this lady on the show because you can hear it in her voice how much she loves what she does. She helps out people who are desperately trying to find jobs, and she helps out employers who are looking for great employees. Leah Corrigan, Chief Growth and Innovations Officer at Pride Industries. Welcome back, Leah. Always nice to have you.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for having me.
So this is a big year for me. 2026, I'm celebrating a milestone birthday in April. I'm going to be 60, and I've learned that Pride Industries also going to be celebrating a 60th anniversary in 2026. Can you tell us about the history and the mission of Pride Industries?
Well, Pride Industries was started in 1966 in Auburn, California, when a group of parents or of adult children with disabilities were concerned about what would happen to them when they passed. And so they created a business, and fast forward, you know, the mission was to create employment for people with disabilities. And today that remains unchanged.
60 years later, still going strong. Actually, probably the strongest you've ever been, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're over $400 million a year in revenue. We have 4,500 employees. Nearly half of them have disabilities. So I could imagine what those parents would think today if they could see us.
I'm planning a big party for my birthday, and it sounds like Pride Industries 60th also going to have a big celebration gala for itself. Tell us about that. Where's this going to be? How do people get involved?
Well, absolutely. And you don't know, I mean, Dee, it's the diamond anniversary. So it's your diamond birthday. So we've named it our Diamonds of Impact Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at our Roseville headquarters. And it's an inclusive celebration. Our MC is disability advocate and TEDx speaker, Alicia Anderson. And we're going to feature music and art by people with disabilities. We're going to have a live auction. And I'm very excited because we're giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Tony Coelho.
And for those who may not know, tell us who Tony Coelho is.
Tony is a former U.S. congressman from California, and he's known as the father of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. And that's known as, the ADA is widely regarded as the most significant civil rights legislation for people with disabilities in the past 30 years. So to be able to honor him at our 60th anniversary gala is just going to be so special.
I understand that the proceeds from the gala are going to benefit the Michael Ziegler Pride Industries Foundation. What is that foundation? Who does it serve? And what kind of services are offered through it?
So Michael Ziegler was our CEO for 30-some years. He's now passed. But he's the one who really took Pride from a small nonprofit to the large social enterprise it is today. So our foundation is named for him. And, you know, as a social enterprise, we reinvest many of our profits back into our mission. But sometimes there are extra things like on-the-job training or assistive technology, transportation. We also have an employment helpline that serves 4,000 people a year. So the proceeds of our gala will fuel the programs that the foundation supports.
For people that don't know about Pride Industries, too, you do help to find employment for people with disabilities, and it keeps growing every year, Leah. So how big is that labor pool with Pride Industries right now?
Well, the labor pool in the United States, you know, 1 in 5 Americans has a disability, and 2/3 of working age people with disabilities are unemployed. So it's really a large untapped resource for talent. For one. So, I mean, we have close to 4,500 people working for us. Half of them have a disclosed disability, but we're unique. Most people with disabilities, 2/3 of working age people, are unemployed. And so this is a real resource of undertapped talent that I think we believe companies need to pay attention to.
Is Pride Industries nationwide or worldwide, or is it only to our area?
Pride Industries is in 16 states plus D.C. California is our biggest region, but we serve many federal facilities, military bases across the country.
Let's talk about some of the people that you're helping and the challenges that people with disabilities face when it comes to finding employment. What are some of the misconceptions about people with disabilities in the workplace? I know in the past you have told me that employers think that they're some of their best employees and their best workers. But what are some of the misconceptions that maybe there's an employer listening right now going, well, I've heard this, so I really don't want to get into that labor pool. Set them straight.
Right. People with disabilities, like everybody else, have certain skills and strengths. So it's about leaning in on the person's strengths in their roles. And barriers that exist for them often are transportation, access to jobs, people's belief that accommodations are costly, like, oh, it's going to cost me a lot to hire this person. When in fact, most accommodations are very simple and cost less than $500. There is also perception that perhaps performance will suffer, and we've seen that the reverse often. Having an employee with a disability in your group, we've seen it raise morale, actually, and you have a loyal employee with typically higher retention rates, because if people don't give you a chance, when you finally get a chance and you're in a place where you can belong, you perform well, and you're loyal to that company. There are a lot of benefits.
So let's talk about what Pride does. What does Pride do to remove some of those barriers between people with disabilities and them finding a job? What do you do for them?
Well, we match more closely the role to the person and their strengths. We have on-the-job training. It's called job coaching. We have case management, where we may help a person train to learn the job. Sometimes it may take a couple days extra, but like I said, then that employee often retains longer, so it's worth those extra few days of training. But we'll have job coaches that go in and offer support when needed, work with the employers to help integrate the employee into their workplace. We have assistive technology when needed. We sometimes have training for different professions, so we help just kind of with career development.
I'm pretty positive that we have somebody listening right now that maybe they have a disability or they have a family member, and they're thinking, well, these probably aren't really good jobs. They're probably limited to the types of, you know, it's not going to be the best opportunities for, you know, for me or for somebody in my family. What types of industries partner with Pride?
Well, for example, we provide facilities management of the courthouses up and down California for the state. And that's everything to run a building. So yes, we may have some entry-level jobs, but you also have people maintaining HVAC and doing that type of work, plumbers, things like that. We have manufacturing and logistics and supply chain. So there are some, again, entry for kitting and fulfillment, but also there are people who become managers and raise through the ranks. And we've been having more internship programs. We just launched something with cybersecurity. We're looking to expand more into how can we develop roles in technology. But even within Pride Industries, in our executive teams and leadership teams, we have people with disabilities, as well as we work with companies who approach us to place them for different roles in, you know, hospitality, a lot with retail, those types of roles.
You talked about cybersecurity. For things like that, IT, technology, do they need to have a background in that, or is training offered to them to get into that role?
Well, more recently, we launched a new cybersecurity internship pilot. The first group is just finishing, and we'll be looking at how do we expand that. We were working in conjunction with Sierra College and some other local players to make that happen. And now those graduates are now having internships within Pride Industries to get some on-the-job, real-life experience so that they then can either continue working with us or be, our aim is to pair them with placements in the community. But this is a newer program. People can always go to prideindustries.com and see what jobs we have available. They can also call our I Am Able helpline, which is 844-I-AM-ABLE. Often people have not been connected to the resources that are available to them to prepare them for employment. And that's an important first step.
Again, this morning, we're talking with Leah Corrigan, Chief Growth and Innovations Officer for Pride Industries, and they're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. We've been talking about the options for people with disabilities and the jobs that they can get. What's the benefit to employers if they hire a Pride Industries, somebody signed up with Pride Industries?
Well, through our employment services program, you get the assessment and matching of the employee. You have a job coach that will help them break down the role and learn the role and ensure that they are, you know, being properly trained, are doing the job and meeting expectations. And then as that person is onboarded, you know, the job coach will meet with them less frequently, but they'll still remain connected so that if there are any questions or needs, we're connected with the employer as well as the employee. That's one thing, for example.
If we've got people that have just tuned in right now, I kind of mentioned Pride Industries' 60th anniversary gala. How can somebody listening that wants to go, how can they go?
Well, if you go to our website, prideindustries.com, on our homepage, there's a button to see about sponsorship opportunities, purchasing tickets, and other ways to participate.
For people that may want to become a sponsor, are there different levels to the sponsorships?
We have different levels of sponsorships. A table of 8 plus underwriting an employee with disability and their guest to attend is $2,500. For $1,500, you can be a marketing sponsor with some seats and sharing your branding at the event. We have everything running from Sapphire sponsorships for $3,000 all the way up to being an event co-sponsor for $30,000. A single ticket is $300 and a couple is $500.
And Leah, what's the date of the gala again?
Saturday, February 28th.
All right. And all this info, I assume, is going to be on the website, which we can give again in just a couple of minutes, correct?
Correct.
So we've talked about the employee with disabilities. We've talked about the gala. Now, maybe we have employers listening going, all right, I really want to find out more, or you've sold me on this. How do they connect with Pride Industries to find out more about hiring people with disabilities or developing a business solution partnership with you?
Yes. Well, if you go to prideindustries.com and on our contact page, we list out the different ways to interact with us depending on what your needs are. And business services on there, they can submit an inquiry and one of our people will get back to them within 2 business days.
Leah, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. But before I let you go, we need the website again. And is there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't talk about?
We are really going to make our 60th Diamonds of Impact Gala a memorable event. And it's the first one we've done in 10 years. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have great music, great art from people with disabilities. We're going to honor Tony Coelho, who is a legend in the disability space. You can learn more about participating in the gala at prideindustries.com.
Leah, as always, thank you so much. And I love that when I talk to you, I can hear it in your voice, how happy you are with the job that you do in helping out not only people with disabilities, but connecting them with businesses that are probably very happy that they have worked with Pride Industries. So again, thank you so much for your time. I hope it's a very successful 60th anniversary gala. And I hope when I celebrate my 70th birthday, we're talking about Pride Industries' 70th anniversary.
Well, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you, Dee.